Title: Riser Resample Playbook for Floor Shaking Low End in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Alright, let's build a proper jungle style riser in Ableton Live 12, not the generic white noise sweep I'm talking sound system energy. Something that pushes the sub, barks in the mids, hisses up top, and then snaps into the drop like it means it. This is an intermediate workflow, and the core idea is simple but powerful. We're going to build a three-layer riser, resample it, and then process the audio print like an old-school sampler move. Print, chop, reprocess, and suddenly your riser is a signature weapon. Before we start, quick mindset check. Treat the riser like a pre-drop bassline that's on probation. It's allowed to hype the crowd, but the moment it steals attention from your actual drop bass, it's getting filtered, turned down, or band limited. Cool? Let's go. First, session setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I'd say 170 if you want that classic roll. Create a 16-bar section and arrangement. Bars 1 to 8 can be your build and roll. Bars 9 to 16 are your pre-drop tension zone. That's where this riser is going to live. Now, do not design risers in silence. Put a basic jungle drum loop in right away, even if it's just a rough Amen-style loop or your own break. You want to hear how the riser behaves against real drums, because in jungle the snare is the statement, and your riser should never step on it. Optional but really helpful, quietly play a reference sub note in the key of your tune, a long sign at the root. It's like a compass for your low end so you don't accidentally build a riser that implies the wrong note and makes the drop feel weird. Next, we're building a riser group with three layers. Create three tracks and group them. Name the group riser. Inside it, you want a sub layer, a mid layer, and an air layer. Then create a separate audio track, called something like riser bus, or just route the group to a dedicated bus, if that's your vibe. And then, most important, we're also going to create a print track for resampling in a minute. Let's start with the sub push layer. This is the piece that makes the room feel like it's leaning forward into the drop, but it has to be controlled. This is pressure, not a second bassline. Make a MIDI track called Riser Sub. Load Wavitable. Set USK 1 to sign. Turn Unison off. Keep it clean and mono. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip, and hold your root note the whole time. Keep it simple. The movement is going to come from filtering and a tiny pitch move right at the end. Now, your device chain on the sub track goes like this. First, auto filter. Set it to low pass 24. We're going to automate the cutoff over 8 bars. Start around 70 Hz so it's basically just sub pressure. Then rise it up into maybe 180 to 250 Hz by the end, depending on how crowded your mix is. Map that cutoff to a macro if you like to perform it. Next, saturator. Soft sine or analog clip works great. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. And really important, trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Then EQ 8, high pass around 30 Hz to clean out useless rumble. If it starts getting boxy, a gentle dip around 120 to 200 Hz can save your headroom. Then glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to squash it, just aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at the peak so it stays consistent. Automation time. Over the 8 bars, automate the low pass cutoff rising slowly, then faster in the final couple bars. And in the last bar only, at a tiny pitch ramp. In Wavitable, automate pitch up around plus 2 semitones over that last bar. It's subtle, but the brain hears it as tension. Classic move. One rule, keep the sub layer mono. If your sub riser goes stereo, you're basically making your drop feel smaller. And we are not doing that. Now the mid grit layer. This is the Raga attitude. Create an audio track called Riser Mid. For the source, you've got options. A Raga vocal stab like pull up or rewind. A dub siren one shot. A short re-stab. Even a snare hit stretched into tone. Pick something with character, because we're about to beat it up. Here's the classic resample chain for the mid. Start with redux. Bits around 6 to 10. Sample rate around 8 to 14 kHz. And don't go full wet unless you want it destroyed. Try 20 to 40% wet to keep it musical. Then roar since we're in Live 12. Tube or overdrive mode works great. Drive somewhere like 10 to 30%, but go by ear. Inside roar, use its filter to high pass around 120 Hz so we're not pumping low end into distortion. And add slow modulation inside roar, like 0.08 to 0.2 Hz, to either drive or filter cutoff. That slow movement makes it feel alive without needing complicated automation. After roar, add auto filter set to band pass 12. Resonance around 0.6 to 0.85. We're going to sweep that cutoff upward over the 8 bars. Then add delay or echo. If you want a more old-school vibe, Echo can add character. Use something like 1/8 dotted or 1/4 timing. Feedback 20-35%. And filter the delay. High pass around 200 Hz. Low pass around 6-9 kHz. So it doesn't smear everything. Then reverb. Keep it controlled. Decay 2-5 seconds. Pre-delay 10-25 milliseconds. High pass the reverb return around 250-400 Hz. And keep dry/wet around 10-25%. Automation on the mid layer. Tweep the bandpass cutoff up over time. Increase roar drive slightly in the last two bars. And do a little delay throw right at the end. Bump the delay send or the delay mix. Just for the last hit before the drop so it feels like it launches forward. Teacher tip here. Build tension with density, not just brightness. In jungle, it's not only filter opens to 10k, it's that the event rate increases. More chops, quicker gating, busier echoes. That's what makes the crowd lean in. Now the air or noise layer. Create a track called Riser Air. Insert operator. Instead of a sign, enable noise. This is your hiss and tension. And it's also where stereo width lives. Carefully, device chain. Auto filter first. Set to high pass 24. Start the cutoff around 500 Hz to 1 kHz, and automate it up to maybe 6-10 kHz over the riser. That way, the air arrives late, which is way more dramatic. Then chorus ensemble. Amount around 20-40%. Width 120-200%. This is where it gets exciting, but don't overdo it too early. Then utility. Set width somewhere like 140-200% if you want it big. If you're widening aggressively, enable bass mono, just as a safety. Then limiter, just to catch peaks. Ceiling at minus 0.5 dB. And this limiter should be barely working. If it's smashing, your layer is too loud or too hyped. Automate the high pass cutoff rising over time. And optionally automate utility width from 100% up to 180% so it blooms near the end. Now a crucial check. Mono compatibility. Put a utility on your master temporarily and hit mono. If your riser vanishes or gets weird and hollow, your width tricks are facey. Reduce chorus. Slow your auto pan later, or keep the air more centered until the last bar. Cool. Now we resample. This is the playbook. Create an audio track called Resample Print. Set audio from to the riser group or the riser bus. Monitoring to in. Arm it. Before you record, print quieter than you think. Aim for average around minus 18 dBFS, and peaks around minus 8 to minus 6. This matters, because saturation and distortion respond way nicer when you're not printing hot. If you print too loud, you get accidental fizz and harshness that you'll spend ages trying to undo. Now record the last 8 bars of your build, the actual riser section. When you stop recording, you've got a single audio riser print. Next, consolidate and warp cleanly. Select the recorded clip and consolidate, so it's one clean piece of audio. Choose your warp mode based on the vibe. If it's tonal, use Complex Performance somewhere around 0-30. If it's mostly noisy and percussive, try Beats mode to preserve transients. Now we do the move that keeps your low end huge without turning your mix into mud. Band split the print. Duplicate your printed riser track twice so you have 3 identical tracks. Name them Print Sub, Print Mid, Print Air. On each, use EQA to isolate a band. For Print Sub, low pass at around 120 Hz, steep slope if needed. For print mid, high pass at 120 Hz and low pass around 4-6 kHz. For print air, high pass at around 6 kHz. Now you can push each band hard without wrecking the others. This is why resampling is so powerful. You stop processing a complex stack all at once and start controlling it like a mix engineer. Let's process print SUB for that floor shake. Add saturator. Drive around 3-8 dB. Soft clip on. If you want more translation on small speakers without turning it into mid-bass, enable color and set it around 150-250 Hz with a low amount. That gives you harmonics people can hear, while the fundamental still does the real work. Then add compressor. Attack 20-30 milliseconds so you don't kill the punch of the movement. Release 80-150 milliseconds. Ratio 3-1. You're aiming for consistent pressure, not a pumpy EDM effect. Then utility. Width at 0%. Mono, always. Adjust gain so it's strong but not dominating. And remember, the sub riser should hint at the drop key, not compete with your drop bass. If it feels like a full bass part when the bass line is muted, it's doing too much. Put it back in its place. Now print MID for old school crunch. Add roar again, but now you can be more aggressive because it's band limited. High pass and side roar around 150 Hz. Push drive to taste. then redux again, but lighter. Bits 8 to 12, dry slash wet 10 to 25%. This is the sampler grit pass. Then EQ 8 to tame nasties. Often you'll find annoying whistles around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Just notch gently. Don't kill the life. If you want a rabbit talking effect, try this. Put bandpass auto filter into a second auto filter set to notch and automate their cutoffs in opposite directions. That creates a formant style sweep. It can make a siren or vocal chop sound like it's barking words. Now print air, wide but clean. Add auto pan, rate 1/2 note or even 1 bar. Amount 20 to 40%. Keep it classy. If it gets seasick, slow it down. Add utility, width 160 to 200%, but again, check mono. Then reverb, high pass the reverb at 600 Hz, decay 3 to 7 seconds, dry slash wet 10 to 20. You want space, not wash. Optional spice, Kielak noise. Add resonators or corpus tune to your root and fifth, mixed super low, like 5 to 15%. It makes the air feel in key without turning into a synth lead. Now, the classic jungle drop moment, the drop slam. Duplicate your printed riser clip. Take just the last quarter note to 1 bar right before the drop. Reverse it. That reverse suck pulls you into the downbeat. Then pitch slam it at the very end. Automate the clip transpose down by minus 12 to minus 24 semitones in the last eighth note. That gives you that take stop dive vibe. Add a gate on that reversed piece. Set the threshold so only the loud tail opens. This tightens the whoosh so it feels punchy, not floppy.